I know I don't look well, but give us a break.
What?
Oh, you're in the will, okay? All right, I've already made you executor. Therefore, you can do whatever you like with it, all right?
I am the
executor. No need to get lawyers on already.
I am the executor of Steve's will.
Oh, my God.
So I thought we'd get Sam Macedoni on and find out how much I get for being executor. Just skim it off the top, Sam.
I'm telling you, Sam, I haven't slept for a week. I don't look good. And she said, can we get Sam on tomorrow?
Good morning to both of you. It's an interesting topic, isn't it?
Yeah. We're curious. I mean, I really am executive, but I know I don't get anything off the top for that. But what about when people get left out of a will, Sam? What recourse do we have?
Which happens quite often. I mean, we've all got a moral responsibility to look after people who are part of our family and who are dependent upon us. Now, if you don't do that in your will, that person can make a claim against your estate. To make a claim, you have to be what's called an eligible person. So you've got to fit within a class that allows you to contest a will. And that's normally a spouse, in some cases an ex-spouse, a child, even an adopted child.
How would that be an
child.
Ex-spouse? Where does the ex-spouse get qualified for?
Well, if you've sort of separated, you're divorced, but you still haven't done your property settlement, and there's still something, you know, you owe your wife something there.
Well, good luck with that, Tanya.
Well, that's exactly right. And anyone, in fact, who is dependent upon you or is in a close personal relationship with you, is entitled to something, including same-sex partners and things like that. And so you really have an obligation to look after these people. But if they are not looked after and you believe and you're a member of this class that you've been unfairly treated, you can bring an action in the Supreme Court under the Family Provisions Act to say, look, I've been left out and I think that's a bit unfair and I need to be given something because I'm entitled to do better in life, and my dad or my father or my ex-partner should have provided for me.
Sam, here's a story, though, for you, and I don't know whether it's the same with Australian law. I have a friend, and when his mother died, now the mother and the sisters live in America. He lives here. When the mother died, she left the sisters the bulk of everything, but made sure there was a provision for $1 to be left to him because she didn't have a relationship, a very good relationship anyway, with him. But she said, or he was under the impression under American law, because he had been, I guess, nominated, even though it was only a dollar, she had thought of him. And so it wasn't like he could contest it because she had made a provision for him.
I don't exactly know what the law is in the United States.
Would that happen here?
Here in Australia, you wouldn't get away with that. The one thing you can't do, as far as the law is concerned here, is you can't rule from the grave. We've had instances where, for instance, someone says, I leave Billy $50,000, providing he doesn't challenge my will.
Oh.
Now, Billy can still challenge it here in New South Wales and say the $50,000 was nowhere near enough, considering the relationship I had with my dad, and I'm one of three children, why shouldn't I get a third, etc.? And the court looks at such things as, what are your assets, what are your needs compared to those of other siblings or other members of the eligible class? So if you're filthy rich, you're not going to get a third of the estate. You're going to get something, but you're not going to get as much as your brother or sister who isn't anywhere near that level of income. So
it's a strange concept, and I get it's legal, but it's a strange concept when our last wish on this mortal coil is completely disregarded if other people want to contest it.
Absolutely. I mean, there was a time when you think, you know, it's my will.
Yeah.
I want my estate to go as I want. But no, the law says if you're unfair or you don't treat people that need to be treated fairly, in other words, you don't provide for their education, you don't provide for their advancement in life, the law can come in and say, well, no, I'm going to change it.
Interesting.
It is.
And keep in mind, there's a time limit too. I mean, if you want to make a claim against someone's will, you've got to do it within 12 months of the date of death.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was less than that.
Mm. Wow.
No, 12 months, and it's preferable, of course, to do it before probate is granted, because once probate's granted, you've got a situation where Tanya will start distributing your estate, Steve,
nah.
And anyone who wants the claim's going to miss out because they're not going to get it from someone who's already been given it.
Sam, I can't imagine how much fighting is going to go on over my mortgage.
Let me tell you that where that's the case, there's very little fight at all. No one is interested.
Isn't that funny, no Sam? Isn't that funny how I say I want half, I'm his son too. And oh, no, you're right.
Well, exactly.
Can I actually, though, make a claim on the two coffees that he buys me a week? Because that's a lot of coffee over a year. Surely I can put in a bill for that.
If you have any sort of dependency on Steve,
I do.
She does.
And you depend on him for certain things, then you've both got a close personal relationship,
yep.
Being on the show. I mean, if he doesn't leave you anything, Tanya, you can challenge his will and you can get something.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. Honestly, Sam, I so hope my son BJ's listening to this right now. He is now going, oh, come on.
I mean, the thing about in my experience is that in a lot of cases, the end result is something that nobody really likes because you've got kids that have been estranged,
yep.
You know, haven't spoken to their dad for 20 years.
Well, BJ, suddenly, I spend more time with him. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, and
exactly.
They get something and it's really, it just causes problems within the family.
Yep.
And it's very hard when you're the lawyer in between trying to tell them, well, you know, this is how it works out. But yes, look, if you're an eligible person and you've been left out, you can make a claim.
Thank you, Sam.
In my experience, you'll get something in 99% of cases.
Beautiful.
Sam, I want to personally apologise. Every time we get you on the show, there is normally a valid reason. But today I realise you just wanted free legal advice.
Thank you,
Sam.
Well,
that's not a problem.
There he is, Sam Macedoni.
From one of the best in the country, that's how you do it, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, get him under the show, under the guys.
Hey, DJ, buckle up, buttercup.
Oh.
You and I in court, baby.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't answer your door Saturday night if I were you.
EP Nikki's already gone and got a nice dress for the courtroom as well. She's keen to get in line.
She's more dependent on me than you are.